This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Thanks for joining me, since you were gone last time.
Oh, now I'm going to get the third degree because no. I had to work last weekend?
I know, you're awful, Jim. You're awful.
Wow.
No, I'm just teasing.
Wow.
No, me and Chris had a good time.
I just got a glimpse into what Mike's life must be like.
Ouch. Lovely. It's lovely and... all fairy tales.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. That's, yeah. Would Mike say the same thing? Would your husband say the same thing if I asked him?
Am I around?
If he knows what's good for him. I thought that was going to be your answer.
Yeah.
If he knows what's good for him. How's the boy doing? I've been told I'm supposed to ask.
He's doing very good. He's been a little sick kind of lately, but growing like a weed and talking more and just a bundle of joy.
Saying lots of words.
Yeah. Lately, his thing kind of is hot. And that's how he says it. He'll kind of like squeeze his hand because I've showed him things like on the stove that it's hot. And I guess I really go with the H's a little bit because, yeah, he's like hot. So it's cute. But then sometimes he doesn't like something. He'll spit it out hot. So I'm not sure how well he grasps the actual meaning of it.
Wait till he
starts. It's kind of off and on.
Wait till he starts telling you about his day at the daycare.
Yeah.
That girl in the other room, she's hot.
Yeah. That can wait.
That'll take a few years yet before that comes around.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, good. Growing like a weed.
Yeah.
That's a prerequisite at that age. What's he now? About, what, 15, 16 months?
Let's see. We're in February. Yeah, 14 months.
You get your... You gotta, oh, yeah. You're to the point where you got to take your shoes off now to count him up that high.
Yep.
Oh, very good. Well, he got to play in the snow. Did he go out and play in the snow?
No, he hasn't yet.
Really?
No, I don't have a little snowsuit for him because I never really thought it'd snow too much.
Yeah, well.
You know, I was like, I'm not going to spend $60 on something for.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'll have to see if I can find something. I'm sure there's probably something on sale somewhere. Yeah. So
well, it's the end of the season now,
yeah.
So everything's on sale for that for the winter stuff. But yeah, don't put the snow shovel away quite yet.
You watched it last. What night was it? Thursday night.
Yeah.
He watched it and just kind of showing him out the window and he's kind of watching. And the snowplow goes by and so he kind of, you know, he's seen it. And,
eventually.
And when I'm like, taking him in and out and it's been snowing, so.
It's kind of like the dog at that age, though.
I mean, remember that.
They jump around and they're all excited and they're thinking, all right, snow, I want to go out and check that out. That's new. And then they get outside and they get in and they realize, oh, this is
cold.
I want back in.
Yeah.
That's the way little kids are, too.
Yeah.
We used to have a good time when it snowed, though. We used to bundle up, wear as much clothing as we could. We'd go out in the backyard, grab an old football, and just beat the tar out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was always fun to do that. You know, build little snow forts and have snow fights and
that's
snowball fights and
things.
That's
what we always did, too, the snow forts and...
little igloos. And
yep.
Especially when you get a snow that's really big and you get a lot of good packing snow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my dad would take the tractor and with all that snow around our driveway, just pile in one, you know, a couple big piles. We make tunnels and
oh, you thought he was doing that for you.
Yeah. Oh, he wasn't?
Really? He was just trying to get out of the driveway?
Yeah.
Go figure that. Yeah, we had, it wasn't, you know, it was a, I don't want to call it maybe a disappointing snow, but boy, did they miss that Thursday, Friday snow.
They're a little off.
Remember a week ago when they were talking like 20 inches?
Yeah.
This is going to be massive. And then later on, as we got closer, they were saying 6 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we got toward the day, they were saying maybe, 6 to 10 maybe at tops.
Kind of kept going down.
We got 4.5.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, where was, the blowing snow really wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I mean, it was a snow. It had an effect, you know, a couple of days off of school for some folks. And, you know, a few stores had to shut down early, things like that in anticipation of. But on the other side, boy, it wasn't what they said it was going to be.
No, I remember stepping out that morning and, wow, this is it? I mean, I don't want to complain. You know,
but you
I was
got
surprised
our hopes up.
That, I thought it was going to be just awful digging the car out. And, but no, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I think everybody was probably over-prepared, which is a good thing.
Right.
You know, and then that's what they're going to do. They're going to err on the side of, well, let's make sure that they know the worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we're not finished yet, too. Before the weekend is out here early in the next week, Sunday, Monday, somewhere in there, there's another snow event that's coming that... well, we'll see. The jury's out on how much we might get out of that. And then apparently there might be another one following that up, too.
Oh, really?
So just about the time we get here to the tail end of February, and we are at the tail end of February, next weekend at this time, we'll be into March, we really don't start thinking too much about snow anymore.
No.
We start thinking about days getting a little warmer, a little longer,
yeah.
Which has been nice to notice the days getting longer. But, yeah, there's some more coming yet, and Lord knows we've seen some pretty good-sized snows mm-hmm. in March and even into April at times.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't remember in April,
so,
I guess, but...
I...
Yeah, what'd that groundhog say?
Yeah, well, yeah. Is there groundhog hunting season at some point?
Yeah. You're wrong!
The only groundhogs that say anything are the ones in the cartoons. Other than that, it's, yeah, just a gimmick. But, yeah, so, you know, a little bit of winter left. Winter's hanging on. It's mm-hmm. not finished quite yet. So be prepared. Don't put the shovel too far out of reach. Keep the boots handy, the gloves, the hats, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was really surprised. I got up extra early. It would have been Friday morning to go out, and because I figured I was going to have to plow the driveway mm-hmm. out, and it didn't take me very long. It was the most polite snow I think I've ever snow blown out of
yeah.
my driveway. It didn't
it's
take very
blue,
much time.
Real easy and...
Yeah, it was. It wasn't hard packed. It wasn't real fluffy or anything. It was just about
kind of like almost like fake snow or something.
Yeah,
but...
and it was anywhere from like maybe 3 to about 6 or 7 inches, depending upon where it blew and where mm-hmm. it's, you know, stopped there, but. We ended up with 4.5. It was our official total here for Atlantic from that storm, and which sounds about right from what was out there. But, you know, it's piled up a little bit. Hopefully it'll help with the moisture content in the ground. You know, if nothing
yeah,
else. Sometimes snow doesn't really help us a lot with that because it melts and runs off instead of sinks in. But hopefully now we get this later in the season, that'll, you know, maybe the ground will be a little softer and it'll start to sink in a little bit. That
yeah.
would sure help. We could sure use some
yes.
of that. Well, I think... As I look around, folks are starting to think warm.
I'm always trying to kind of think warm, but yes.
Well, we're getting to that time of the year where folks are looking ahead, and I'm thinking warm stuff. You know, you're going to hear more about these things, but I'm looking at a local presentation called Murder in Maui,
ooh.
A Luau to Die For. Warm.
Yeah.
You know, thinking
yeah,
warm,
yeah.
thinking nice weather. You know, I'm seeing another one here that talks about. Well, in fact, this is all sign up for a lot of the summer recreation programming in Audubon.
Oh, yeah.
Summer. I like that.
Yes, that
That's
sounds nice.
Positive thinking. I like that. So I'm starting to see things kind of turning for us. That's a good thing.
Everybody's ready.
Yeah, we're getting into the tail. Winter just seems like it's long. It's really not. It's no longer in any other season. But, you know, I think we're all just cooped up together and your options are somewhat limited because mm-hmm. you can't do some of the things you like to do in the summer outdoors and things. But it just... It's not all that terribly long, and the winter hasn't been awful this year, but now we're getting the snow.
Yeah.
So we'll see how long that lasts and cleans up a little bit. I'd like to be out playing golf here about this time next month.
Well, you never know.
I know some guys would be like that, like to be out planting about this time
yeah.
next month, too. We'll see how well that plays out. Well, we have some things going on around the neighborhood here. You want to get started here with some
sure.
of the events?
Let's see, over in Lewis, at the Lewis Community Center, the Lewis Public Library and Heritage Center, they're going to have a soup dinner. That's on Sunday, February 24th from 11:30 to 1:30, and they'll be serving chili, ham, and beans and vegetable soups. And you also get some cornbread and seasoned crackers and desserts, and that is for a free will donation. And again, that's on Sunday, February 24th at the Lewis Community Center for their soup dinner from 11:30 to 1:30. See, then over in Persia, their fire department's having their annual breakfast buffet that goes until 11:30. It's $8 for adults and $3 for children 2 through 10, and children under 2 are free. They have some of your favorite breakfast items and also some new exciting changes, so you'll have to check that out. Xyra Masons, they're having their George Washington breakfast on Sunday, and that goes until 12:30 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast and eggs, and it's all you can eat. Free will donation. And that's sponsored by Exodus Lodge 342. So hurry and check that out until 12:30 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. I got some Red Cross blood drives coming up in Atlantic on February 26th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That will be held at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Then in Harlan on March 1st from 8:30 to 2:30. And that's at the CDS there in Harlan. And I think we have one more. Oh, again in Atlantic on March 6th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Atlantic High School. And then in Avoca on March 7th from 8 to 2 at the high school. We have Knights of Columbus Fish Bake. That goes on every Friday until March 22nd. That's from 5:30 to 7 at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Cost for that is $8 for adults and $6 for the kids. In Minden on Sunday, March 3rd, We have the Staley's Chicken Dinner. That's at the Minden United Church of Christ from 11 to 1:30. They're serving lots of great food. They have mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, green beans, corn, dinner rolls, salad, pie, and beverage. All that for $9 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and then children under 2 are free. And they do have some carryouts available. Just need to call 483-2903. That's Staley's Chicken Dinner on Sunday, March 3rd at the Minden United Church of Christ from 11 to 1:30. Over at the Avondale Church of Rural Fontenelle, they're going to have a pancake dinner on March 3rd from 11 to 1. And they'll be serving pancakes, sausage, eggs, salad, and pie for a freewill offering. St. John's Catholic Church in Adair, they're thinking Thanksgiving. They're having a turkey and dressing dinner. It's on March 3rd in the church hall, and their serving starts at 11 a.m. There is a change to a meeting, the Grizzle Telephones Fiber to the Home event that's going to be held in Lewis. That got canceled, and they've switched that now to March 7th. That will be at the Lewis Community Building from 3 to 7. And it's an informational event to talk about with telephone employees and representatives from their engineering firm about the benefits of fiber to the home. You can get details on construction, ask questions, and more. That's on March 7th at the Lewis Community Building from 3 to 7. Also coming up in March is the Spring Southwest Iowa Gun Show. That's in Clorinda on March 8th from 4 to 9, and then on the 9th from 9 to 5, and then on the 10th from 9 to 3 at the Page County Fairgrounds. They have 100 tables of guns, knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and more. $6 to get in. They do have some breakfast that will be served on Saturday and Sunday at 8 a.m., and they also have concessions available during the show hours. Also in March, coming up is the 15th Annual Cass County Master Gardener Spring Garden Seminar. That's on March 16th at Atlantic High School, and they'll have a brochure and some registration materials that will be coming soon.
That's it. That's all you got.
Yep.
All right. Well, I've got plenty more here. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back, and we'll share more here in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Well, I told you I had plenty more stuff where hers came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. Some of the stuff going on here yet this weekend as well. Let's take a look at some of the activities and events that are happening here in the next few days, next week or so. Let's see. We've got, where do I want to start here? Let's start over here. The Exira EHK Junior Class has a baked potato and dessert bar coming up this Monday, February 25th from 5 to 7 p.m., and that'll be held at the Danish Inn in Elkhorn. Just asking for a free will donation with the proceeds going to Exira EHK's 2013 prom event. Now, also coming up here on Monday, there will be another event here on the 25th. It's a meeting to gauge interest in a local farmer's market for the Avoca community. Now, it'll be on Monday, February 25th. It'll start at 5 o'clock in the upper-level community room at the Avoca Fire Hall. Now, what they're asking is anyone interested in a farmer's market or a community garden is just encouraged to stop on by. There was an effort to establish a local farmer's market a couple of years ago. Never really got going, though. They're hoping to maybe get something started here. So if you would like to be part of that discussion, again, Monday, February 25th at 5 o'clock in the upper-level community room at the Avoca Fire Hall is where you can swing on by and learn some more. I kind of jumped ahead a little bit. Here's an event this weekend. The CAM Shooting Sports Club will be hosting a spaghetti supper this Sunday, February 24th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Hanson Outfitters, which is at 75715 Fairview Road in Anita. They also will be raffling off an HP laptop and an Apple iPad in an effort to raise some money, as the club is a self-funded venture. Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever and the Midway USA Foundation have also partnered up to develop an Adopt-A-Team fundraising program, which helps chapters and their local scholastic shooting team, youth shooting clubs, or FFA shooting sports programs to raise some money. So they're hoping a lot of folks will join them for that. That's the CAM Shooting Sports Club Spaghetti Supper this Sunday, February 24th from 3 to 6 p.m. And again, that's at Hanson Outfitters if you'd like to swing on by. Now, also coming up here not too far down the road, this next week, there's a Dad's Belgian Waffle Supper. You don't like Belgian waffles, do you?
Oh, no, not at
no,
all.
No, who doesn't like those? All you can eat, which means you can try out every single one of the toppings that they have on the table. Ooh. If you'd like. It'll be Tuesday, February 26th at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Harlan, 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $7 for adults, $4 for children 6 to 10 years old, and anyone 5 and under can stop in for free. Advance tickets are available at the Senior Center. It's a fundraiser for the Harlan Senior Center. They'll have carryouts available as well. Again, that's a Dad's Belgian Waffle Supper at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Harlan coming up this Tuesday, February 26th, and that's from 5 to 7 p.m. Now, some other events coming up here not too far down the road. We have here, actually, this is coming up. This makes me feel like summer right here. The City of Audubon Summer Recreation Registration for baseball, softball, t-ball, tennis, golf, swim team, soccer, and children's summer theater. Outside of that summer theater thing, everything else sounds like a lot of fun. I don't do the thing. And that sounds like it's going to be indoors. I'd rather be outdoors in the summer.
Yeah.
Anyway, this Thursday, February 28th, they'll have registration from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Memorial Building in Audubon. Now, an adult has to be present for the registration. Now, for swim team, it's kindergarten through 12th graders. For tennis, golf, and theater, kindergarten through 8th graders. For softball, it's girls that are currently in kindergarten through 7th grade are eligible. Baseball, boys who are currently in kindergarten through 7th grade are eligible. And for soccer, it's pre-K through 6th grade for the participants. Now, if you're interested in coaching softball or baseball, you can stop in during registration as well and let your feelings be known there. So again, that's at the Memorial Building. Two different times for you to sign up. Thursday, February 28th, 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. if you'd like to be a part of that. And why wouldn't you get the kids out and about having some fun in the sun? Sounds like a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming up, World Day of Prayer is Friday, March 1st, and there's an event at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon at 9:30 that day. Everyone is welcome. It's in the lower level social room. That's Friday, March 1st, 9:30 a.m., Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, lower level social room, the World Day of Prayer event that'll be going on. Also, let's see, here's one that sounds kind of fun. Murder in Maui, a luau to die for. It's a murder mystery party and a fundraiser for the Friendship Home Foundation in Audubon. Now, it'll be Saturday, March 2nd at St. Patrick's Hall. Social time at 6:30. Game and the meal start at 7. It's $40 per person. Now, you can get your tickets at the Friendship Home, or you can call there for more information. What they say is you're going to enjoy a night of fun, mystery, and games. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and a three-course meal included, a cash bar, and you can add to the experience by being someone else for the night. You can just ask for a character part in that event. So it's a murder mystery party and
fun fundraiser.
Yeah, Saturday, March 2nd at St. Patrick's Hall in Audubon. Should be fun. Let's see. Also coming up here, well, we're on the topic of theater. Here's one. The Country Players will present Leaving Iowa, a comedy about family vacations. It's a dinner theater event, Saturday, March 9th and Sunday, March 10th. The doors open 6 p.m. on Saturday, Sunday at 11:30 a.m., and that'll be held at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Now, for tickets, you can call 712-563-2721. They're $20 each, and they're by reservation only, so you need to get them ahead of time. That's Leaving Iowa, a comedy about family vacations. Oh, boy, everybody's got good stories
yeah.
about that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Country Players coming up again. Saturday, March 9th, 6 p.m., Sunday, March 10th, 11:30 a.m. Call ahead. Get your tickets for all of that activity coming up here not too far down the road. Oh, what else do we have here? Coming up, the Wallace Foundation will hold its 22nd annual meeting at the Learning Center at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis on March 8th. It'll start at 10 a.m. with presentations by Tim Eggers, an ISU Extension Ag economist. He'll speak about land values. Mark Hanna, an ISU Extension agricultural engineer, will talk farm energy consumption. And then they'll follow that up with a complimentary lunch, and then the annual business meeting will be held as well. Now, the Armstrong Research Farm is located about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic, off of Highway 6. You go a half mile south on 525th Street and a half mile east on Hitchcock Avenue, or it's 13 miles east of Oakland along Highway 6, a half mile south again and a half mile east, or just follow the signs. It's well marked. For more information, contact the folks at the Wallace Foundation. That's the 22nd annual meeting. Hard to believe there have been that many of them already. That's March 8th. Mark that on your calendar. It's coming up on March the 8th out at the facility near Lewis. Also at easy for me to say.
Spit it out.
That school over in Avoca, AHST Elementary, will be holding their annual child fair screening. It'll be held on for children who are birth to age 5 in the AHST Community School District, March 6th and March 7th. That's a Wednesday and a Thursday. Registration runs through, registration's already completed there. So hopefully if you've signed up, you'll be showing up for that. And they'll be doing screenings for, they'll use it as a placement tool and stuff. Other vision, hearing, pre-academic skills screened. It'll take about a half an hour. So if you're signed up for that, make sure you swing on by for that activity as well. Also, coming up on Saturday, March 9th, Defiance St. Peter's Parish presents a comedy cabaret. Saturday, March 9th at the St. Peter's Hall in Defiance. Happy hour starts at 5, Staley's Chicken Dinner at 6:30, and then the feature show will be at 8 o'clock. It's round table seating, $30 a person. Regular tables are $25 a person. And you can contact Dave Schwarty, Jan Arkfeld, or Betty Kane if you'd like to get some more information about that comedy cabaret. The Defiance St. Peter's Parish will be sponsoring that. Also, you mentioned, too, the fish fries. St. Michael's Knights of Columbus in Harlan has a fish fry every Friday night through Lent as well. 5:30 till it's gone at the Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. You can dine in or get it to go. It's an all-you-can-eat baked or fried fish event with slaw, fries, or baked potato and drink. Grilled cheese is also available, and the proceeds go to their scholarship funds. Also, save the date for the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet coming up Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center. Doors opening at 5, dinner served at 6:30. And you can get your advance tickets by contacting Matt Dollison. He'd be glad to set you up with tickets for that event. Also, not too far down the road here, in fact, some of them are coming up this week. The Cass County Memorial Hospital will have their community blood draws. The appointments are available between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on each of these days. February 27th, and that'll be at the Health and Wellness Center in Anita. Also at the Cass County Memorial Hospital Atrium in Atlantic on March 7th, March 8th, March 9th, March 14th, and March 15th. They'll be at the Griswold Medical Center March 18th and the Messina Medical Center on March 20th. Now, they offer a whole bunch of different screenings. The blood profile is $35, and it includes all the usual screenings that you would expect to get for that. You can schedule your appointment for a blood draw by calling 249-0261, or you can go online to CassCountyClinics.com, and they'll be able to get that taken care of for you. The results will be mailed to the address that you put on your registration form. So make sure you get yourself signed up. Make sure you're healthy. Probably only do that once a year anyway, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So make sure you don't miss the opportunity there. That's all I have there for stuff. That was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an awful lot this time around. You got any birthdays to share with us?
I sure do. The family of Laura Pardee is sponsoring a card shower in her honor for her 102nd birthday, which is on February 24th. Greetings can be sent to Laura in care of the Exira Care Center at 409 South Carthage, Room 212, that's in Exira, 50076. So happy birthday to Laura Pardee, celebrating her 102nd birthday on February 24th. And you can send her a card to the Exira Care Center, 409 South Carthage, Room 212, Exira, 50076. There's a card shower in honor of Elaine Wiedemeyer, celebrating her 95th birthday. You can send those to the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. They're also having an open house for her on February 24th, and that is from 1 to 3. So happy birthday to Elaine Wiedemeyer, celebrating her 95th birthday. You can send her a card to the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. And then also that open house on Sunday, February 24th, from 1 to 3. Also, a birthday card shower in honor of Mel Brooks' birthday. He's celebrating his 90th birthday on February 26th. His family is requesting a card shower in his honor, and you can send those to 1842 Hazel Road in Erling, 51530. He has 16 children and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So happy birthday to Mel Book of Erling, celebrating his 90th birthday on February 26th. Send him a card. Wish him happy birthday to 1842 Hazel Road in Erling, 51530. We have a 100th birthday. Happy birthday to Laura Garrett, longtime resident of Adair. They're having a card shower in her honor. You can send those to the Community Care Center, 325 Southwest 7th Street in Stewart, 50250. And her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren say happy birthday. We love you. It's happy 100th birthday to Laura Garrett of Adair, celebrating her 100th birthday. And you can send her card to the Community Care Center, 325 Southwest 7th Street in Stewart, 50250. The family of Estelle Rose is hosting a card shower in her honor of her 100th birthday on March 1st. You can send a card to Estelle at 714 North Division Street, room 422 in Audubon, 50025. So happy 100th birthday to Estelle Rose. You can send her a card to 714 North Division Street, room 422 in Audubon, 50025. Also in Audubon at the Friendship Home, happy birthday to Rita Briggs on February 25th, and also happy birthday to Marvin Seastrom on February 28th.
Wow, that's a lot of birthdays.
A lot of big birthdays. That's great.
Can I throw one more in?
You betcha.
Since, you know, we are online.
Yeah.
And on cell phones now. By the way, if you have a cell phone, if you've got a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
not just a cell phone, but a smartphone, and so many people have them anymore.
Yeah.
Whether it's Android or iPhone, go to the store. Go to the iTunes store or go to the Google Play store
mm-hmm.
and search for KJAN, and it'll pop right up. We have an app. We're on your phones. Well, we can be on your phones if you'd be so kind as to put us there.
Yeah.
It's free. We don't even charge you for it, mm-mm. and it's valuable because it has everything. You can listen to the station online. We stream on our website, so it also streams onto those iPhone and Android apps, so you can listen anywhere.
And it will show you what songs we've been playing. I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It shows you what's on the air at that particular time. It shows you the album art from mm-hmm. that particular song and stuff. But you can also get a hold of us through there. You can request a song through there.
Mm-hmm.
You can access our website through there. You can do all kinds of things. Check it out.
Yeah.
We put a lot of effort into that. Don't let it go for naught.
No.
And if you don't understand how to do that, ask your grandchild.
Yeah.
Because they will. They always know. But anyway, my point was, since we're kind of worldwide now, you can listen to us anywhere. I want to wish my mom a happy birthday.
Oh, very nice.
Mom's birthday's coming up on Thursday, February 28th. Got a few anniversaries here, too. One is for Bill and Nelda Wager of Shelby. They'll be celebrating their 63rd wedding anniversary coming up this Tuesday, February 26th. If you'd like to send a card to Bill and Nelda Wager, it'll reach them if you send it to Box 16, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. So congratulations to those folks. Also, we have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Ronald and Shirley Swanson. And if you'd like to send a card, their family's requesting a card shower, you can send Ronald and Shirley Swanson a card to 1868 170th Street. That's 1868 170th Street, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. So congratulations to the Swansons as well on their anniversary.
Yes, very nice.
And again, that's coming up on March 2nd. I don't know if I even mentioned the date. March 2nd is their actual date of the anniversary, so you have a little bit of time. It's kind of nice. I like March because I don't have to look up to the calendar to flip the page to see what date's what, you know, because February and March, all the dates match up.
Oh, they do, huh?
Friday, February 1st was a Friday, and March 1st is a Friday because there are 28 days in February. So, you know, 3 days, every, you know, 3 years in a row it matches up, and then it doesn't, but... You know, of course, the 30th and 31st of March, not so much.
Yeah.
they don't match up.
We can write it in there.
Yeah, that's just kind of the way things go with that. But yeah, it works out well. I can just glance at the calendar real quick in February and know when things are in March,
yeah.
too. Perfect. Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. More snow, they say, is coming. Now, they didn't get this one right.
We'll watch the next one. They'll say it's not very much, and we'll just get hammered.
They guessed right on getting snow, just not how much.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Keep an eye out for these next couple of snow events coming up. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.